The holidays are already in full swing. The lights are up, you got good people, good food, and good vibes. And there to help keep that energy going is Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. With that crisp cranberry flavor with a smooth winter spice twist. It's the drink that livens up game nights, gift exchanges, or just catching up in the kitchen with a burst of holiday flavor. It's a seasonal favorite, but it's only here for a limited time. So grab it while you can. Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. Sprite. Obey your thirst.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, hope everybody's having a good weekend. It's Tony Bruschi, and this is our week in review where we take a look back at some of our most compelling segments of the week. Give you a chance to re-listen or catch up on stuff that maybe you missed. Enjoy. Hey, hope everyone is enjoying their weekend. We've had so many interesting conversations and insights into the cases we're following for you this week. Wanted to play back some of the ones I found most compelling in the last 7 days. Here's one of them in our week in review.
This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our updates, episodes, and discussions on the cases that we are following for you. You can even get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free if you sign up there. We're talking about the Brian Koberger case today with Dr. John Delatorre, licensed psychologist. And let's just dive right into this. John, what I want to start out with is the job termination timeline of Brian Koberger that we've learned about in the last just handful of days. September 23rd, an altercation with a professor. October 3rd, meeting to discuss professional behavior. October 21st, received email about his failure to meet expectations. November 2nd, meeting to discuss improvement plan. December 7th, meeting to discuss improvement plan progress. December 9th, second altercation with professor. On December 19th, he was officially terminated. It's a haunting timeline when you really look at the details of it in comparison to when these crimes were committed. And some of the things that were discussed allegedly in these meetings, including his harsh grading of specifically female students and his sexist comments that apparently had been made in class and on campus to females. It's very much par for the course for what we've understood thus far and speculated about Koberger and his anger issues towards women or the idea of him possibly being an incel. I'm curious to get your thoughts.
I mean, it's not surprising. You know, it's one of those things where having these beliefs usually will be expressed in some way. Now, generally speaking, whoever has a delusion about something, right? And I use delusion simply to mean that it is someone with a fixed and false belief system that is clearly incorrect. Mm-hmm. What happens is that for the most part, the person can keep it under wraps, right? Just because someone has a delusion doesn't mean that anybody on the outside is ever going to know it. But there will be times in which those delusional thinking, right, that delusional thinking will be expressed. So if he was someone who believed himself to be, you know, of a more higher value than women, if he believed himself to be entitled to certain things from women, then he's absolutely going to exhibit behaviors like that towards women, particularly for those that he believes may be challenging to his power and authority, such as women that are getting a college education.
Is it that someone like Koberger is upset about? Is it really kind of a class thing, or is it more so I've been rejected by women my entire life and now I have this beef with attractive young women in general because I can't seem to attract them or hold any sort of relationship with them? And he doesn't seem to be one that realizes it's not them, it's him.
Well, what I would say to that is there isn't really much of a difference between whether it's a part of the established patriarchal system of oppression that we all live under, mm-hmm. or is it just simply something that's autogenic and innate, something that came from him? What I would say is that the distinction between is it someone who just believes that all of these problems are self-inflicted, right? What I mean is that what other people are going through, he only cares about what he's going through, or is it something where there's a much bigger issue at a systematic way of oppression that has influenced him? And I would say they're both one and the same. I mean, one comes from the other.
Sure.
Whether it's the system influencing him or him influencing the system. Either way, this is someone who does not believe that everybody is equal, that he believes himself to be entitled to other kinds of things. And he's demonstrating this by being harder on a group of individuals. Now, whether they're attractive women or not, I think is kind of inconsequential for him. Mm-hmm. I think the target of, you know, the individuals that he potentially has killed, I think that their attractiveness is certainly an aspect, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of the women that he is rating harder, you know, harder than, he didn't view them as sexually attractive. He just viewed them as women. And because he viewed them as women, in his mind, they are simply second class and should be treated stricter than a man.
How does one develop that way of thinking? Is that something that is kind of brought on through your upbringing, through parenting, through viewing others' actions? Or is this something that, I mean, it almost seems somewhat of a character flaw, of a personality defect or a personality disorder of some sort where one has this bizarre view of women, almost wanting to have the relationships. But when he goes to sit down for dinner with one, he's very awkward. He doesn't really know how to conduct himself in a what would one consider appropriate way in common society.
Well, I think that a lot of it comes from the idea of social learning theory, which is this idea that for the most part, we're born kind of as I don't want to say blank slates because that's not what I mean, but we're very impressionable. And so all of the influences from our parents, from primary caregivers, right, from music, media, right, everything plays a role. And until we're able to actually demonstrate the behaviors associated with the things that we learned growing up, we're just taking it in. We're just soaking it all up as a sponge, that it's certainly possible that he viewed a society in which he saw people that were less than, and he viewed them and that they had specific characteristics. Those people that are less than him have similar characteristics. And so if those individuals come into his life that have those characteristics, he's not going to know how to interact with them. He's not going to know what to do. He's not going to know what to say or how to be in an appropriate manner, because there's an underlying sense. And I know some people are going to say, well, isn't Dr. Dellatore describing narcissism? I'm not describing narcissism. What I'm describing is a way in which individuals perceive the world around them. And because he would view himself of a higher status than other individuals, people with a higher status don't know how to interact with people of a disparate status. So I would not be surprised then that as he attempts to make connections, which everybody wants a connection, but as he attempts to make them, and as the individuals he interacts with demonstrate qualities that are associated with a lesser than, he's going to really struggle. He's going to really not have an ability to interact appropriately.
It's so interesting how that all develops and then how it all plays out. With this going on, how much do you think getting fired or being talked to initially, having to sit down and have these performance reviews and such affected or triggered him in the crime itself? Was it a blow to his ego? Maybe he has a pet eagle. That might be something that we just learned about. Does he look to commit this crime as, you're going to fire me, I'm not good enough, I'll show you? Or how does that equate?
I think that's part of it. I would be very interested. And I think you hit on something right here, Tony, that it's not necessarily the firing. I'm sure firing was very traumatic and very stressful for him, but it's the initial talking to. It's the initial understanding that someone didn't think that what you were doing was okay. And if that individual who did speak to him initially, because I imagine the process is first you get a warning, then it accumulates up until a firing. If that professor was a woman, I could see him starting down the path of, I'm going now to sort of set right. The women in that are surrounding me are trying to bring me down. I can absolutely see that being an impetus. Is it the cause? No, it's not the cause. He chose to do this. He's the cause of why he did what he did. But he has to rationalize. He has to justify. He has to make an excuse in his mind as to why this is okay. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was part of the issue that led to this event occurring, right? The four deaths that he's alleged to have committed. I wouldn't be surprised if this was the path that got him on the way to do it.
I think we've all run across people in our life that kind of have this sort of disposition in their way of living life and how they perceive things and then how they act out, whether it be sexist or whether it be racist or whether it be something that puts them above others in their mind. And it could be income, it could be education, it could be anything that someone puts themselves up onto this pedestal. And then when they get knocked down, it's a much harder blow to them than it is to others. It's the reason why narcissists don't ever want to, it's difficult for them to ever face what they're doing because it totally shatters their view of themselves. Is there a way, is there anything that can be done in life to prevent someone from going down this extreme dark path? Obviously, many people that we've probably known don't go that far, but the signs are there that if you heard down the road that so-and-so did something like this and you knew kind of how their personality was, I know plenty of people I wouldn't be that surprised with.
Well, here's the thing. The person has to want to.
Sure.
The first thing that is going to be required is a self-awareness, right? An insight that there's something going on, a realization that the interactions that we have with individuals are meant to teach us about how we are interacting with those individuals. They're not meant as slights, although some people absolutely can be very mean and be purposeful in trying to hurt your feelings. That certainly can happen, but that's still a lesson, right? Mm-hmm. The individuals who try to hurt us, right, who are mean to us, they're doing it because they know that they can get away with it. So we have to make the choice to say, those are just words. You're not impacting me. So it requires a level of self-awareness and self-insight that some individuals don't want to have, because it is very painful to learn that there are people that just don't like you. And so, you know, it on the path of, you know, stopping the racist and misogynistic, to stop this patriarchal system of oppression that we live under, it's going to require that each individual take a self-appraisal and say, how am I contributing to this level of oppression? What am I doing, and how am I going to move forward to break that system? Some people just can't do it.
Yeah, that's the question. Is it a question of wanting to, or literally being incapable of doing? I know some of the explanations that I've heard when I've studied borderline personalities and such, and why they're so difficult to work with for folks in your profession, is because it's almost nearly impossible to ever break through to them, to have them make these sort of realizations and such. And it's not so much I don't want to, it's more of an incapable way of thinking, that they just can't do it. Is that true? Is that something that exists, where some people just will never be able to wrap their mind around some of these things to correct their lives, so they don't go down these extreme roads?
I think so. I think there are individuals that they just don't have the skills necessary in order to do that. But I think for the most part, it is more about a wanting to, because it requires, again, the wanting to change requires pain. It requires stress. It requires a lot of very negative and very difficult emotional states to go through, because you have to recognize that's what makes you a whole human being. Mm-hmm. By simply trying to repress parts of who you are, you only become a portion of who you are supposed to be. And so if you don't want to, now, yes, again, there are some people that can't, but if you don't want to do it because it's too painful, then you're missing out on a whole experience of life that's there to teach you how to be a better person.
I'm curious to get your take on some of the opinions that are coming out right now about the knife and the knife sheath. John Kelly, a psychotherapist with experience in interviewing serial killers, said to Fox News Digital, if you took a pistol out of your holder, wouldn't you put it back in? Also saying, I don't know anybody who wouldn't. And if I went fishing and had to take my knife out, I'd put it back in the sheath. Did Koberger leave evidence on purpose? That's the question with the knife sheath right now, whether either to leave a piece there for whatever bizarre reason he may have, or to throw people off, thinking that it may be military or something of that nature, being that there was some military insignia on the knife itself, or on the knife sheath itself.
I think, you know, a lot of people are trying to put too much of a planner inside, you know, I think they're trying to imprint this, you know, well-organized individual and Brian Koberger. I think that they're trying to conflate the two. Here's the reality. It is very strange that a knife sheath, right, if it would have been strapped through his belt, that it fell off, right? It would be very strange. But the truth is that, you know, when you're going through whatever it is that you're going through, right, this violent act, why would he think about putting the knife away, right? He's thinking about moving from one person to the next to engage in the behaviors that he had been fantasizing about. There's no guarantee that he's actually thinking clearly and logically. He's simply thinking about completing the task at hand, the mission at hand, the thing that he's been thinking about. This idea that, you know, I would put my gun back in my holster. I don't even know what that means. He didn't use a gun. He used a knife. And I understand that this was sort of, you know, an example of why someone would do something like this, but you don't use a gun the same way that you use a knife. And plus, if he's going through all of these stabbing motions, he's probably got a hand cramp. He might not be able to let go of the knife. So I don't think he planted evidence. I think people are attributing a lot of things to him that are just simply are not true.
I would have to agree with you. I'm going to continue to roll my eyes at that assumption because I keep seeing it, and it feels like, okay, we're really digging here, aren't we? We're trying to put more into this than is actually there. And I think that's an important thing to be aware of as this continues forward. Dr. John De La Torre, thank you so much for your insights on the Koberger case. As obviously, it continues to move forward slowly but surely. Always appreciate your insight. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our discussions and breaking updates on this and the other cases that we are following for you right here. Get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now when you go there and become a premium subscriber. Get access to all of our episodes with no commercials. Until next time, for all of us here, I am Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Q
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS. QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.